All this one dedicated to the girl with the angel face and the devil heart. You know, so rock 'em off and check 'em. The most new pop players come to the case. Step up, my youth. Hear this.
I noticed that the girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty is like a bunch of roses.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And I'm your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite, broadcasting live out here in Floss Scandalous, California. Glad to have everybody tuning in today, ready to chop up some of that good, fresh, potent game for all my players and all my playettes out there in Mac Lessons Radio land. Speaking of spitting hot fire, if you guys have Sirius Satellite Radio, I will be on the Zoe Williams Voice of Reason show tomorrow night. That's Thursday. What's the date today? Thursday, April 15th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's going to be on Foxhole Radio tomorrow, Thursday, on the Zoe Williams show, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. So I'm going to be spitting hot fire on there. So don't forget to check that out. That's going to be nice. Now, also, I got a new pay-per-view special coming. I haven't done a pay-per-view special in a long time, man. I think the last pay-per-view special I did was in November 09. It's been a while. It's been a few months. But I have one that's going to be available at maclessons.com this coming Monday, which is April 19th. It's going to be a good one, y'all. This one is called Black Secret Societies. I promise you guys, you do not want to miss this. I think it's going to be a 2 or 3 part series. It's going to be $50. I was talking about this on Facebook. I should charge $500 for this shit. That's how deep the game is. See, a lot of people already know about certain secret societies like the Illuminati and all that stuff, which I talked about on some of my other pay-per-view specials. But this stuff is really, really, really rarely talked about. A lot of folks don't know about the stuff that I'm about to drop on Monday. This is going to be the first time a lot of people are hearing about this stuff. And if you're a person of color, black people really need to listen to this one. White can listen to it too, but black folks, y'all really, really, really need to peep this out to see who these little organizations are that's been running things behind the scene. It's some real deep stuff. I promise you it's going to be some good game. It's going to ruffle some feathers too. Oh, it's going to ruffle some feathers because I'm putting some motherfuckers on Front Street on this one. So that's going to be April 19th, Monday. That's in a couple of days. I'm going to Hawaii tomorrow night after I do the radio interview. So I'm going to be in Hawaii for a while, working on some other books and stuff, and I'm gonna do the special and record it over there. I've already recorded some parts of it, but you guys don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Now also, man, all my Atlanta folks, I'm trying to get down there to Atlanta to do a lecture sometime in June. We're still looking for a venue in June for Atlanta, and also we're going to go back to New York to do a seminar. Everybody in New York wants me to come on back, so I'm definitely coming back sometime in June, and we're going to do it on a Saturday night. So it's going to really be off the hook up there in New York. And we're trying to do the venue in Atlanta on a Saturday night. And also, you guys can see a clip of my DC seminar on YouTube. Go to YouTube and go in, go to Tariq Elite Live in Washington, D.C. You can see that on YouTube. I spit some good hot fire on that. And again, the DVD is coming soon. I'm having a DVD of my whole lecture tour. And if some of you guys want me to come to your city, a lot of people have been emailing me wanting to find out when am I coming to their city. If you promoters or you schools out there want me to come to your city, hit me up at info@tariqelite.com and let's chop up game about it. Now, today's show, I'm talking about offers and demands. Demands and offers. The theme of today's show is about people who have a lot of demands, but they may or may not have something to offer. That's today's theme for today's show, and I'm going to get on that later. I want to talk about a couple of clips that people have been sending me. I get clips all the time, and I have a website called antimoist.com, and people always submit videos for antimoist.com. And one thing that I don't do at antimoist.com, I usually don't put children up there because people send me clips of children doing moist things. And I just have an unwritten rule that I don't like to put kids on Front Street. Like adults, I put them on Front Street. But when there's a kid doing something moist, I usually don't post it up there because a lot of times kids can't, you know, they're products of their environment. They do what's being taught to them, or it's almost like a victim thing. So I don't like to exploit that because they really don't know what they're doing. They're taught certain things. And I've been getting this clip of this one kid, and it's been circulating around the internet, of this one kid, little black boy. He's about 12 years old. And he's lip syncing. He's singing to a Rihanna song. He's singing Rude Boy. And let me play a small short clip of it just so folks can be a little familiar with what I'm talking about. And it's on several sites. So it's a little boy. He's laying on the sofa. He has on like his sister's tights or something. He has on some tights. And he's booty shaking. And he's kicking his leg up and he's sashaying. I mean, it's extremely moist and it's real disturbing. And it's a little funny, but it's sad at the same time. You know, you ever seen something that's real funny, but it's sad? It's kind of sad because he's so young and so moist. And I'm looking at the clip, and it looks like somebody might have done something to this little boy for him to be so moist at such a young age. And he's doing, it's so extra. He's booty shaking and twerking, and my thing is, somebody didn't touch this little boy, it looks like, and somebody didn't probably touched him in his little no-no spot. And I'm saying to these kids out here, if somebody's doing something to you, there are numbers you can call. There's a number, 1-800-4-A-CHILD, the number 4-A-CHILD. If somebody's doing something to you, call that number. If you can't call, I need to put something together for moist activity, a moist helpline for kids that is something that's being done to them. They need to have a way to help themselves. If somebody's doing something to you, email me, Tariq Elite, info@tariqelite.com. I can try to put something together for you because something is happening out here in these homes. A lot of you women out here, y'all having these kids and there's no protection factor there. There's no father figure there. And I think it's a predatory environment that you're creating. Somebody's doing something to these kids because the moist thing is getting really out of hand. It's starting real, real young now. And kids, if somebody's touching you in your no-no spot, call 1-800-4-A-CHILD or info@tariqelite.com. Whatever you do, don't sit up doing no goddamn twerk videos on YouTube. We really have to save these kids. The moist epidemic is just really overflowing right now. I'm going all over the country touring, spitting game. Y'all need to bring some of these boys to my lecture. A lot of men come, women come, but we need to bring some of these kids out here so they can really hear some real good game to get their minds right so they won't be doing goddamn twerk videos on YouTube. This shit is getting crazy. But I digress. There's another clip I want to play, man, which is another one of those sad and funny clips. There's a show that comes on the A&E network called Intervention. And it's about people dealing with drug addicts in their family and they have interventions. And, you know, and you try not to laugh at certain people's tragedies because, you know, it's a sad thing when you have drug addicts and crackheads in the family and heroin addicts and meth heads. Sometimes on this show you have kids with meth head parents, and then you have parents with crackhead kids. So sometimes some of the shit they do on the show is funny. Let's face it, some crackheads and meth heads, they do funny shit. No matter how tragic and sad the situation is, sometimes it's somewhat funny. But I try to take it serious, and I'm very sympathetic to the families. But on one episode of Intervention, there's this one guy, he used to be a boxer sometime in the 80s, and he's a crackhead, and he has two sons, and they had an intervention with the guy, And while they're talking to him, I mean, it's very overly dramatic. Then the dad, the crackhead dad, I mean, you're feeling sympathy for him. You're watching this, and then the dad starts crying. When he starts crying, it's the funniest goddamn thing on earth, because he sounds crazy as hell when he cries. Sounds like a vampire or something. It's just really over the top, and you have to see it. I did a Ustream about it. You go to Ustream, go to the Tariq Elite Show, and I have the clip on Ustream where you can see it. But it's a sad situation, but this shit is funny as hell. Let me play the clip real quickly. Hold on. This is the son talking now.
Who caused me to hate you with a passion so deep? It flows through my veins like the blood that flows through yours.
He's talking to the dad.
And still, I am here because I know somewhere deep down in my heart.
Wait till the dad starts crying.
I still love you.
Okay, look, I know it's wrong to laugh at that, but shit, if I'm going to hell, y'all gonna carpool with me, because you cannot see this shit and not laugh. That's some funny shit. He sounds like the porn star Lexington Steele busting a nut. You, hold on, this is what he sounds like. That motherfucker sounds weird crying. But you know, you guys can see that clip on Ustream. All right, it's real funny shit. Speaking of Lexington Steele, this motherfucker, why does this nigga yell when he busts a nut? That's some weird sounding shit for a nigga to scream like a fucking vampire when they bust a nut. This nigga sounds like Lenny Williams when he's busting a damn nut. Y'all remember Lenny Williams with this song? Oh, baby, you've been so good to me. That's what this nigga sound like this. All right, anyway, that's enough of that. Anyway, let's get into some game. I digress. Let me put my Mac and music back on real quick so we can get into some game on today's show. Now, anyway, like I said, I want to talk about offers and demands. Demands and offers, what people have to offer in relationships. And the reason I want to do this show, I was looking at VH1 the other day, and they had Chili from TLC. She has a new show called What Chili Wants. And the show is about her looking for love. Chili's trying to find a man. And throughout the show, Chili has all these crazy demands about what she wants in a man. She wants a man who's tall. She wants a man who's athletic. She wants a man who's financially stable. She wants a man who's rich. And she has a whole list of demands. And there's nothing wrong with having demands about what you want. There's nothing wrong with that. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because there's a lot of women out here who have that mentality that Chili has. They have a lot of demands about what they want, and there's nothing wrong with having demands. But the thing is, if you have all these outlandish demands, you need to have something of equal or greater value to offer. See, a lot of people have demands, but they really don't have the proportionate things to offer. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, she has all these demands, but what is Chili gonna bring to the table? I mean, Chili, she's 37 years old. She's either 37 or 38. She has a kid already. I don't think her money is that long. I think she may or may not be getting some child support from Dallas Austin, the guy who she has a baby with. But the thing is, she is cute. Chili is very attractive. She's still cute at her age. She's cute, has a nice body still. So to me, really, that's her only bargaining chip. And the thing is, a lot of ladies out here, you have all these demands, but to think y'all really don't have those kind of things to offer. Y'all, you have the kids, you have the age factor. But hell, some of them ain't even cute. Some of these women's bodies aren't even intact. So they have all these demands when they don't even have cuteness to offer. So women need to really peep game, because a lot of women say that, well, it's unfair that a woman has a hard time choosing a decent man, which is bullshit. Now, I've done a million shows about that. I'm so sick of hearing about there are no decent men, there are no decent black men. I'm touring all over the country, and doctors, brothers who are doctors, lawyers, all types of upscale brothers come out to see me spit game. So I'm telling you, all that is bullshit. These brothers are coming out to hear me spit game in droves. So they're out there, but I digress as far as that. But the thing is, a lot of women act like it's unfair that they cannot find a decent man. And the thing is, life is fair. People say life is unfair. No. Life is very fair. In life, you get what you work for. Life is all about physics. For every action, there is an equal or greater reaction. So the thing is, ladies, if you are the kind of female that has worked and put in the hours and the time to build character to maintain a real functional relationship, you will get a real functional relationship. See, the thing is, what don't work is that you can be out here being double clutches, being sluts, being quote unquote independent harlots, doing what you want to do without any kind of repercussion. And then at the end of the day, you're like, okay, this is my list of demands. You know, ladies, it really don't work like that. That's why a lot of ladies are out here frustrated. It just does not work like that. Because my thing is, when I see a cute woman, cute face, nice body, who's older and ain't never been wiped up, something ain't right with her. Something ain't right. And I'm telling you, fellas, if you meet a woman who's like late 30s, who's very fine, who ain't never been wiped up, 9 times out of 10, she's an ex-double dick clutcher, or she's crazy as cat shit. There are rare exceptions as far as that. And I'm telling you, I've dated women like this. Women in their mid-30s who are extremely attractive, and nobody is married, these motherfuckers. And then you date them and you're like, oh, I see why ain't nobody wiped you up. You are crazy as hell. Or then you uncover some shit up in the past that's going on with them. And the past is always a great predictor of the future. But the thing is, ladies, you gotta be able to bring something to the table if you're trying to get a man of means. I mean, like I said, it's cool to have a whole list of things you want, but it's just unrealistic to think you're going to get all these things in a man of means and you really don't have anything to offer. I mean, ladies, I really want you to look at yourselves, ladies. Just take a good look at yourself. And women argue with me all the time. They send emails, oh, Tariq, you're wrong. Oh, you shouldn't say this, you shouldn't say that. But let's just have real talk, ladies. Look at yourself. Just grab a mirror real quick. Grab a mirror and take a good look. And say, self, if I'm trying to get a decent upscale dude who has it going on, what does a chick like me have to offer? Really ask yourself that. I mean, a lot of you think that you can find a dude and kind of pull the wool over his eyes. But the thing is, if he's an upscale dude, the wool cannot be pulled over his eyes. He's going to be able to peep game if he's an upscale dude. Now, if you can get some dumb country bumpkin ass nigga to run some bullshit game on, but at the end of the day, you're not going to really respect him. If you know your shit ain't right. Because if your shit ain't right, trust and believe the dude that you deal with, if he has any sense, he's going to see that your shit ain't right. And there are no ways around that, ladies. I mean, really, ladies, what are you bringing to the table? You're not bringing nothing. Only thing y'all ladies are bringing to the table are forks and spoons. That's it. And really, your blue book value is going down, ladies. A lot of you like Chili. Chili's a very attractive girl, but other than that, other than her still being cute, which may or may not last that long, who knows when she's about to hit the wall? Because she just happened to have good genes that has given her a nice shelf life. She's maintaining her cuteness for a while. And there's some women out here who can just remain cute for a long time, like the Stacey Dashes and the Lisa Rays out here. But other than that cuteness, you gotta be the kind of female that can bring some other shit to the table. How cooperative are you? How loyal are you? Like I said, man, life is very, very fair. And also, speaking of Chili, and I like Chili, again, I like Chili. And I don't like to turn the Mac Lessons radio show into a gossip show, but within the industry, Chili from TLC kind of had a reputation. Any people in the record industry knows exactly what I'm talking about. There was a little reputation about her being a little loose. Now, hey, I don't know how true it is. And again, I'm not a rumor starter. I'm not a gossiper. That's not my MO. I don't like to bring gossipy topics. It might just be a rumor. But the thing is, if you're trying to get with a woman on a serious level, you don't want no woman, substantiated or not, to have a fucked up stigma surrounding her as far as her promiscuous behavior. You don't want a woman with a negative sexual rep. And there's been a reputation about Chili's ass for a long time. And some of you women out here in your little cities that you live in, y'all have these little reps. Niggas know. Dudes know your MO. Guys keep a psychological mental database of all the known sluts. Unless you move somewhere, ladies, then you can just start a new leaf, turn over a new leaf. But these cities that you've been living in for a while, all these dudes that you done double clutch with, some of these niggas, the word gets out, ladies. Niggas know that you slutting. And the last thing a dude wants to do is marry the neighborhood slut. That's gonna make him look weak. See, ladies, you gotta take all that stuff into consideration. See, the thing is, you can't bullshit and lollygag and then want what everybody else work hard to get at the end of the day. It's the story of the ant and the grasshopper. I've talked about that before. The story about the ant and the grasshopper. During the summertime, the ant was gathering nuts, storing nuts for the winter, and the grasshopper was out storing nuts in his mouth, like y'all women be doing. Sucking nuts, bullshitting. And when wintertime came, the ant was living right and the grasshopper was starving. See, the ladies, you got to be on top of your game at all times. You can't be out here lollygagging, bullshitting, and then at the end of the day, you're mad at the world talking about dudes ain't shit. Everybody else is at fault but you. And again, I'm not saying this to disparage Chili from the television show. She seems like a very nice young lady, and I'm just talking generally. Again, I don't know this woman's real background. She might be the sweetest person in the world, and she just may or may not have found the right person for her, but I'm just speaking generally. She might be that exception, but a lot of women go through what she's going through. And the truth is, ladies, if you're an older female, you got kids, that's gonna deduct from your blue book value. Kids, strike. Which I know people like to say kids are a blessing. That's cool. It's a blessing if you with the dad and shit. But if y'all having kids all willy-nilly and then y'all want the next dude to come in and play stepdad, that's a strike in our eyes. Let's just keep it 100. A lot of women don't like me to say that, but just, that's how guys think. Because the thing is, we don't want to deal with no dumbass baby dad. You know, we chilling and you don't want no jealous bitch nigga. That, you know, because y'all always have babies by the bitch niggas. I swear to God, y'all, it's a rite of passage for women to have babies by a bitch nigga. Every time I see a woman with a kid, the baby dad is always some bitch ass nigga. You notice that, fellas? How many times have you seen a female with a cool baby dad? Very rarely. It's always some old funny style bitch made dude. But I digress. But the thing is, ladies, let's keep it 100. The reason why a lot of dudes aren't wrapping a ring around your finger is because a lot of you ladies got your fingers wrapped around dicks. You need to unclutch some of them dicks, because some of you women are older, you still look good, and you're still out here trying to hit up the club, and you got one foot in the club, one foot at the altar. You want a man to wipe you up, but you still want to go out here and double clutch dicks. So you're going to have to unclutch your fingers for a ring or clutch them for a dick. So you got to make a choice. You can't do the, I'm going to be like the guy. See, a lot of women feel like it's unfair that guys can quote unquote be promiscuous and have girls here and there and then be considered respectable at the end of the day. A lot of women have that kind of penis envy bullshit. Men and women are just made up differently. All right? We're made up different. We can't do what you do. You can't do what we do. Certain things are just not biologically acceptable. The thing is, a man can go out and have different female partners. Men can go out and have a bunch of babies, but his body will still be intact. That's just biology. A woman can't. You keep having babies, that's going to put wear and tear on your body. That's going to be a deduction for you. Also, dealing with a whole bunch of dudes, women have an emotional attachment naturally to people that they're having sex with. Unlike men, we can have unemotional sex. It's nothing for us to do that. So when women try to do that, there's a lot of psychological baggage that comes with that. And I've talked about this many times before. So women, you just can't do what we do. We can't do what you do. So get off that. Don't be out here slutting around trying to one up the next dude. See, we have a lot of women out here who think that they're players just because they can accumulate a lot of dicks. And I talked about that a few weeks ago. It's nothing. Y'all women out here collecting dicks like garbage men. It's nothing. Anybody can do that. That's not fly. Collect you some paper. Collect you a real relationship. That's some fly shit. If you want to show people you're on top of your game, collect you a ring. Show people you're on top of your game that way. Being a double dick clutcher, that's nothing. That's some basic bitch shit. Don't be no basic bitch. Be a boss bitch if you're going to be one. You feel me? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. So glad to have everybody tuning in. Don't forget, tomorrow night on Fox O Radio, I'm going to be on the Zoe Williams Show, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. And Monday, the Black Secret Society's pay-per-view special. You do not want to miss this, people. I love you. I'm out. Holla. Peace.